Jesus and his disciples arrived in the other side of the Lake Galilee in the territory of Gerasa. As soon as Jesus got out of the boat, he was met by a man who came out of the burial caves there. This man had an evil spirit in him and lived among the tombs. Nobody could keep him tied with chains anymore. Many times his feet and his hands had been tied, but every time he broke the chains and smashed the irons on his feet. He was too strong for anyone to control him. Day and night he wandered among the tombs and through the hills, screaming and cutting himself with stones. He was some distance away when he saw Jesus, so he ran, fell on his knees before him, and screamed in a loud voice, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God, what do you want with me? For God's sake, I beg you, don't punish me." He said this because Jesus was saying, "Evil spirit, come out of this man."
So Jesus asked him, "What is your name?"
The man answered, "My name is Mob. There are so many of us." And he kept begging Jesus not to send the evil spirits out of that region.
There was a large herd of pigs nearby, feeding on a hillside. So the spirits begged Jesus, "Send us to the pigs and let us go into them." He let them go. The evil spirits went out of the man and entered the pigs. The whole herd, about 2,000 pigs, all rushed down the side of the cliff into the lake and was drowned.
The men who had been taking care of the pigs ran away and spread the news in the town among the farms. People went out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they saw the man who used to have the mob of demons in him. He was sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were all afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the man with the demons and about the pigs.
So they asked Jesus to leave their territory. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had the demons begged him, "Let me go with you." But Jesus would not let him. Instead, he told him, "Go back home to your family and tell them how the Lord has done for you and how kind he has been to you." So the man left and went all through the 10 towns telling what Jesus had done for him. And all who heard it were amazed.